ஓம் நம பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நம பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யா நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வ்யாஸம் தத்தோ ஜயமுதீரை நஷ்டப்ராயேஷு அபத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவயா. பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர்பவதி நைஷ்டகே. கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய தேவகீ நந்தனாய ச நந்தகோபகுமாராய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நம. ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேண்டோ 10 சாப்டர் 71 அண்ட் வர்ஸ் நம்பர் 11 அண்ட் 12. ஸ்ரீ சுக உவாச இதி உத்தவ வாசோ ராஜன் சர்வதோ பத்ரம் அச்சுதம் தேவர்ஷிர் யது வ்ருத்தாஶ்ச கிருஷ்ணாஶ்ச ப்ரதிபூஜ்யன். ஸ்ரீ சுக உவாச இதி உத்தவ வாசோ ராஜன் சர்வதோ பத்ரம் அச்சுதம் தேவர்ஷிர் யது வ்ருத்தாஶ்ச கிருஷ்ணாஶ்ச ப்ரதிபூஜ்யன். ஸ்ரீ சுக உவாச இதி உத்தவ வாசோ ராஜன் சர்வதோ பத்ரம் அச்சுதம் தேவர்ஷி யது வ்ருத்தாஶ்ச கிருஷ்ணாஶ்ச ப்ரதிபூஜ்யன். சர்வதோ பத்ரம் அச்சுதம் தேவர்ஷிர் யது வ்ருத்தாஶ்ச கிருஷ்ணஶ்ச ப்ரதிபூஜ்யன். இதி உத்தவ வாசோ ராஜன் சர்வதோ பத்ரம் அச்சுதம் தேவர்ஷிர் யது வ்ருத்தாஶ்ச கிருஷ்ணஶ்ச ப்ரதிபூஜ்யன். ஸ்ரீசுக உவாச இதி உத்தவ வாசோ ராஜன் அச்சுதம் தேவர்ஷிர் வ்ருத்தாஶ்ச கிருஷ்ணஶ்ச ப்ரதிபூஜ்யன். மாதாஜி ஸ்ரீசுக உவாச உத்தவ வாசோ ராஜன் சர்வதோ பத்ரம் அச்சுதம் தேவர்ஷிர் யது வ்ருத்தாஶ்ச ப்ரதிபூஜ்யன். வாட் வாட் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன். ஸ்ரீ சுக உவாச சுகதேவ் கோஸ்வாமி செட் இதி தஸ் ஸ்டேட்டட் உத்தவ வாச ది వాట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఉద్ధవ రాజన్ ఓ కింగ్ పరీక్షిత్ సర్వత ఇన్ ఆల్వేజ్ భద్రం ఆస్పిషియస్ అచ్యుతం ఇన్ఫాలిబుల్ దేవర్షి ది సేజెస్ ఆఫ్ ది డెమిగాడ్స్ నారద యదు వృద్ధ ది యదు ఎల్డర్స్ చ అండ్ కృష్ణ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ చ అండ్ ఆల్సో ప్రతి పూజ్యయాన్ ఫ్రేజ్డ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ రెస్పాన్స్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అవైచరణ భక్తి విదాన్ స్వామి శ్రీల రూపాల్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి సేడ్ ఓ కింగ్ దేవర్స్ నారద ది యదు ఎల్డర్స్ అండ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఆల్ వెల్కమ్డ్ ఉద్ధవస్ ప్రపజాల్ విచ్ వాజ్ ఎంటైర్లీ ఆస్పిషియస్ అండ్ ఇన్ఫాలిబుల్ పర్పోర్ట్ శ్రీల శ్రీధర్ స్వామి ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ దట్ ది టర్మ్ అచ్యుతం ఇండికేట్స్ దాట్ ఉద్ధవస్ ప్రపజాల్ వాజ్ ఫార్టిఫైడ్ బై లాజికల్ రీజనింగ్ ఫర్దర్ మోర్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి స్పెసిఫికలీ ఇండికేట్స్ by the term yadu vruddha that it was the senior members not the junior ones who welcomed the proposal young princes such as aniruddha did not like uddhava's proposal since they were eager to fight jarasandha's army immediately so there is another verse I'd like to read the translation and purport only translation the almighty personality of godhead the son of devaki begged his superiors for permission to leave then he ordered his servants headed by Daruka and Jaitra to prepare for departure the purport the superiors mentioned here are personalities such as Vasudeva Lord Krishna's father amajnana timirandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namah శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం జైన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామయ్యం దదాతి సోపదంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీజూత పదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథనితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖానితాంశ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ విరష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి నితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పశ్చత్ దేశ తారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శివాసాది గౌరవభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ ఐడ్ లైక్ టు సీక్ the blessings from all the seniors and juniors so that I can speak something on glorification of Sri Krishna and his devotees. Here in this verse Srila Sukadev Goswami mentioning O King Devarshi Narada the Yadu elders and Lord Krishna all welcomed Uddhava's proposal which was entirely auspicious and infallible so here in this chapter there are many choices for Krishna you can say like first Narad Muni asked he gave the suggestion in Sudharma Sabha not in our parliament but in Sudharma Sabha which is transcendental and the devotees there well behaved so there are different opinions like the younger ones like Aniruddha they wanted to fight with Jarasandha and the second Narad Muni, who wants that Lord Krishna should go to Indraprastha and to help Yudhishthira Maharaj in his Rajasuya Yajna. After seeing these two opinions, another opinion which Uddhavji is giving is not contradicting, he is adding how to do both those opinions, how to reconcile that in one way two both the opinions can be fulfilled. So Uddhavji, after understanding the mood of Krishna, he gives suggestion that you should first kill Jarasand. By killing Jarasand, the kings will be saved, those who are captured by Jarasand. And second, for Rajasya Yajna, there is a need that there should be no other competitor around. So that will also be solved. In that way, Krishna will be glorified. So here comes choice. So there are various choices in our life. So here also there are various choices. Here the Yadu Yengars having different opinions to kill Jarasand first. Narad Muni having different opinions to help Yudhishthira Maharaj for his Rajasuya Yajna. And Yadu elders have different opinion. They accepted the proposals of Uddhava, including Narada also afterwards. Here all are meant to help and please the Lord. So which opinion to choose and on what priority? So here comes the important matter, choice. In this world, the most important and meaningful task is choice. In economics also, choice is the basic problem. It may be any stages of life or any subjects, there is always a tug of war between two choices. So there is always a crisis. Which one to choose and which one to give priority? So this crisis is of two kinds or two types. First is moral crisis and second is ethical crisis. In moral crisis, the choice is between right and wrong. Choice is between good and bad, which any sane man can understand and make a choice. Like in our college days, there were group of students. For smoking cigarette, they used to go to a corner. I was thinking, why they were going to a corner? Because they know this is bad. But they were doing that. So any sane man is not necessarily be a devotee, but any sane man can understand which one is good and which one is bad. But one thing is required, the prerequisite is that one should be determined to follow what good he is choosing. And the next one is the ethical choice. Especially devotees, in their devotional service, they have to go through and choose out of two choices, out of two rights. So ethical crisis, why it is called crisis? Because choice, to make choice, whether this one or that one, so it's like a crisis. In ethical crisis, both appear to be good. Here the choice is between two right things. But amongst the two right ones, may be higher and the one may be higher and other may be lower principle. So here one needs to choose the right and the higher principle, or right with higher principle. So for this, to choose which one is right and at the same time the higher principle, based on higher principle, one needs not only knowledge, needs maturity, fine understanding, or the wisdom, the application of those knowledge. how it can be applied. Or in this case, which should be done first and which is second. Example is, first, there are various examples. Damodar Leela, like recently we have all offered to Lord Damodar lambs. So, Damodar Leela, which was in Nanda Bhavan, Yashoda Mai, the beginning of Damodar Leela, Yashoda Mai, he was churning the yogurt manually, and Krishna is coming. While churning, she is also singing the glories of Krishna on his own style, on his own poetic way, on her own poetic way. She is singing the song, the poems, glorifying Krishna, Krishna's childhood activities, Krishna's beauty. At that time, Krishna is coming. Krishna is coming walking, and suddenly he is asking, "Mother, mother, I want to drink milk." Yashoda Mai, she is engaged in churning the curd, the yogurt. But Krishna was so desperate, she suddenly caught hold of the churning rod. And the churning rod, when she caught hold of the churning rod, Yashoda Mai had two choices. Whether to do the churning seva, because that was also meant for Krishna. Because she was making butter out of those Padmagandha milk. And here Krishna is hungry. The next choice. So priority is given by Yashoda Mai to feed baby Krishna. So here she fed baby Krishna with her breast milk. After some time, just few minutes later, there is another incident is going to happen. Like, baby Krishna was enjoying her drinking of milk, and at that time, the milk which was kept for boiling on stove was boiling over and entering into the stove. By smelling that, Yashoda Mai could understand that now something should be done. So here, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is directly taking seva, or directly is enjoying. So one service is rendered directly, at the same time, the another service is there, the same milk which was kept for boiling, to make sandesh for Krishna only, for future services. So that time, Yashoda Mai still, again, the two choices. Amongst those two choices, Yashoda Mai, she kept aside Krishna and went to save the milk, some few milliliters of milk. So here, Krishna, Gaurang was that they mentioning, Krishna, he left the ocean of milk and came here, and here Yashoda Mai, rather than pleasing Krishna, she is going to protect or save those milk kept on the stove. But here Acharyas gave their commentary that Yashoda Mai did the right out of right. How come? Number one, Yashoda Mai was feeding the milk to Krishna, baby Krishna. That was her own milk. And Krishna can take at any moment. And this is not very long time. She is going for a very small time. Very small, like for few minutes, for few seconds you can say. She was going to protect the milk. And the another thing is that those milk were for future consumption by Krishna, for future service of Krishna. So this should be taken care first. That service should be given priority. There is another commentary by Acharyas that in Vrindavan Dham everything is conscious. Everything. The milk, the tree, the pebbles, the stones, everything is conscious. So they are having life. So to protect, before that, here in one of the commentary it is said that after seeing that Krishna is taking the milk or enjoying the milk of Yashodamai, the milk, she was going to commit suicide. She had already attempted suicide. We enter into the fire. So it's Yashodamai protected from committing suicide. So here Krishna says in Bhagavatam that Aham Bhakta Paradhina Mad Bhakta Puja Vedika. So my devotee should be offered respect first, worship first. So here by saving the life of the milk, which is having life prana, she saved Krishna's devotee. So priority is well taken. Here His Holiness Radhakrishna Swami Maharaj, in one of his lectures, he quoted, service according to the need is the greatest service, and by doing that you will get more blessings. So when Prabhupada was in New York in his initial days, His Grace High Griva Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple, he was helping a lot. Always he was helping a lot. After some time, and also he was doing the first service, like of editing Prabhupada's book. After some time he left his con. But Prabhupada never forget. Throughout his life, he always remembered. Hare Griva, he was doing very nice service. So that is why the priority, when there is a need, priority should be given. So choice is upon us. And the second example is Ashwatthama punished. Here, when Ashwatthama was dragged after killing the 5 sons of Draupadi, Arjuna went and cut Ashwatthama and bind like animal, and he was dragging near the towards Draupadi. So Bhima saw and he saw, kill this aggressor. Krishna also saying the same thing. Kill this aggressor. Out of 6 aggressors, those are mentioned, all 6 varieties of 6 types of aggressors. So it is mentioned in Shastra that aggressor need to be killed. But here, Bhima is saying to kill, that is Shastra Sambandhas, as per the Shastra. And the another opinion is that of Yudhishthira Maharaj and of Draupadi. They were also telling, but different, Krishna don't kill him, leave him. Arjuna don't kill him, leave him. Draupadi was saying, this is your guru's son. Whatever military art you learned from your guru. So please, forgive him. Leave him. Also, another thing is that because of Ashwatthama, she could not be, her mother, Kripi, could not be Sati. So it will be difficult. The pain she will again bear by killing, if you will kill Ashwatthama. So it will be very difficult for her. Yes, I can understand what are the pain when all my five children got killed. So please leave him. Because Ashwatthama is a Brahmana. So here, Yudhishthir Maharaj and Draupadi both are also correct. And Bhima is also correct. So what to do? So here it is said that Krishna is testing in Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 7th chapter, verse number 40, it is said, Suta uvacha evam parikshita dharmam partha krishne na chodita naichaddantam guru sutam yadyapi atmahanam mahan. In translation it is said, Suta Goswami said, although Krishna, who was examining Arjuna in religion, encouraged Arjuna to kill the son of Dronacharya. Arjuna, a great soul, but he didn't like the idea of killing him. Although Ashwatthama was a heinous murderer of Arjuna's family member. So here Krishna is examining to see ki how come Arjuna is taking decision, Arjuna's decision making power, the choice. So in Bhagavad Gita it is said that 10.10 Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. Tesam satata yuktanam, who can get the intelligence within? Tesam satata yuktanam, those who are completely yukta. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam and bhajatam priti purvakam. Then only dadami buddhi yogam tam. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. You are constantly devoted and serving with love. Two things are required. Not that kuch samay kiya aur kuch samay chhod diya seva, thoda Krishna ko yaad kiya aur bhool gaye. Aisa nahi. Just constantly, continuously, like when we started the first example, like I mentioned that Yashoda Mai was singing the glories while doing his activity, regular activity. So, satata yuktanam. That's why Yashoda Mai gave that intelligence, which one to be given priority. Here also Krishna, Arjuna given that those intelligence from within, that which one should be given priority and how to decide. So here he did both, killing Ashwatthama and not killing. First, it is said that in Bhagavad Gita, those who are honored, dishonored is worse than death. So in that sense, he removed his what is that called? Pearl? No, jewel. He removed the jewel from the forehead of Ashwatthama, and also Arjun cut some, like different places, he also cut the hair of Ashwatthama. In that way, he dishonored him, in one sense, his killing. Since he is a Brahmana bhai should not be killed, despite of his heinous activities. So, he followed this shastra in both the ways. So this is a matter of choice. This was a matter of choice. What to choose and how to choose. Example 3. Mother Kunti. Mother Kunti, when Krishna was leaving from Hastinapur, she was thinking, should I allow Krishna to leave from Hastinapur and go to Dwarka, his paternal place? She was thinking, if Krishna will go there, then my sons, the Pandavas, they will not get the association of Krishna. If he will be here in Hastinapur, then my paternal side, They are also devotees. They will not get association with Krishna. So what to do? There is choice between two. So here, Kunti Maharani chose something else. What is that? He chose that, it is mentioned in 1.8.41, Srimad Bhagavatam, Atha Vishvesa Vishvatma Vishwamurte Sukesume Sneha Pasam Imam Chindi Drudham Pandu Subrusnisu. O Lord of the universe, soul of the universe, O personality of the form of the universe, please therefore sever my tie of affection for my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. Here she is asking that you cut my affection towards Pandavas or attachment towards Pandavas and Vrishnis. Because of this bodily relations, it is given, she prayed to the Lord to cut off the affectionate tie from her own kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. The Pandavas are her own sons and the Vrishnis are the members of her paternal family. Krishna was equally related to both the families, but the families required Lord's help because both were dependent devotees of the Lord. So here Kunti Devi wished Sri Krishna to remain with her sons, the Pandavas, but by his doing so, her paternal house, which I already repeated, would be bereft of the benefit. All these partialities troubled the mind of Kunti Devi. That's why she is asking for to cut the affectionate tie. So here in this purport, Prabhupada mentioned very nice points. A brahmana, a devotee, a king or a public leader must be very broad-minded in discharging their respective duties. Srimati Kunti Devi was conscious of this fact, and being weak, she prayed to be free from such bondage of family affection. So here Kunti Devi chose not between these two, he chose to get out of those affections, the right choice. Again, there is another example 4. Aghasur, in Krishna's pastime, Aghasur came to kill the cowherd friends of Krishna. So Aghasur came in disguise, so as like opening his big mouth. He was opening his big mouth, and Krishna's cowherd friend, just to have a fun, they saw there is a new, we discovered a new cave. So they entered into the mouth of Aghasur. After, when Krishna saw, he could understand this is a python. It's a demon. So Krishna got confused. What to do first? Should I save the cowherd boys, my friends, or should I kill the demon first? So choice between two. But here Krishna, because he cannot say, I can save. First you need to kill. So Krishna, he also entered inside. In that way Krishna solved. He chose something else. He simultaneously killed Aghasur and saved his coward friends. That was Krishna's choice. As it is said that paritrana sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam. So here he first saved his devotees, then vinasaya cha duskritam. The purpose, intention was to save, the priority was to save his own friends. So he did what he has spoken in Bhagavad Gita. Example 5, when King Chitraketu, he was traveling in his airplane on top of the Mount Kailas, and he saw Lord Shiva is giving lecture or katha or is talking about brahmacharya to all those brahmacharis while Mother Parvati was sitting on her lap. But here, as all knew that this is like contradictory actions, but he was Lord Shiva. He was not any ordinary person. But Chitrakuta Maharaj gave a comment. After hearing the comment, Mother Parvati got angry, not Lord Shiva. Mother Parvati got angry and she cursed that you will become a demon. The reaction is that, the Chitrakuta Maharaj's reaction, here he has two choices. He could have given counter curse to Mother Parvati. But the greatness of Chitrakuta Maharaj is that he accepted nicely, paid obeisances, said, "Thank you, Mother, I accept your curse," and he went and became a Vritrasur. In another example, another instance is Srila Sanatana Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When he got imprisoned, because he took leave, like there are various devotees of our congregation, of our youths, they used to say, "A chutti lena hai, kuch to pravachan attend karna hai ya kuch yatra jana hai, chutti lena hai." One of our base boy, whenever there is youth, I-wise yatra, used to give one letter. Mere dadaji gujar gaye, used to give one letter, phone karta hai ki mere dadaji gujar gaye, I need to go immediately. Somehow he arranged those leave, he went there, and when he came back, it was like brahmachari style hair cutting. What happened? Na bhaiya thoda batana padega na, dekh ke thoda, nahi to kuch alag ho jayega. So he used to do always the same thing. So here Sanatana Goswami, he also took leave that I am Sikh. So King Nawab Shah, Nawab Hussain Shah, I am Sikh, so I cannot come to my daily services. So please allow me leave. So he went and leave. And for months together, he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam with association of devotees. And when this news came to Nawab Hussain Shah, he was very angry, furious, and he came with his entourage and imprisoned Sanatana Goswami. By that time, Rupa Goswami, he went to Mathura, Vrindavan, in search of Lord Chaitanya. He knew that he got imprisoned, so he left some 10,000 gold coins with some grocer so that it will be a help for Sanatana Goswami. He also informed Sanatana Goswami, "This Lakshmi is with this person." So after that, Sanatana Goswami had two choices because he is imprisoned. One choice is he has to accept the authority of Nawab Hussain Shah, and another choice is somehow arrange to escape from that place and to go and join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his intense desire was to join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he has to give up this another choice. So for that he has to work on. The jailer used to convince him that you are a very good jailer, you are a very good Muslim, devout Muslim, you follow your principle very nicely. So by praising him, he like pleased him. Then he once told, "I had a plan. If you will leave me, if you will help me in escaping, then your Lord will give blessings, because I am going for a mission to do my devotional activities. Also, I will give you 700 gold coins. Again, he also told one more thing, that I am making the plan. This is my plan, that you tell he is drowned in Ganges. Sanatana Goswami, he went to Pashtul and he drowned in Ganges. Tried to escape and drowned in Ganges. That's all. Somehow he convinced and he went. At night he went from that place. So choice always there. And you have to choose which one to be, which one is priority, which one is needed. In another example, Mukunda's child Raghunandan in Charitamrita. Once Mukunda, he went to purchase something from the hart. Hart means the weekly market or the fortnight market or monthly market, that is called hart. That happened in different places, not nearby. So he went, his father Mukunda went, and he told Raghunandan's mother that Raghunandan will serve the Lord. He will do the offering. So Raghunandan, when after his father went for market, his mother asked that please come and offer these bhogas to the Lord. Raghunandan came as a Brahmana boy. He knew what to do to before offering, and he got ready. Took bath, got ready, and he went with the plate of laddus. And he offered to the Lord, and Lord Gopinath was not eating. He saw that Lord is not eating at all. He's asking again and again, "Oh Lord, please eat. I have to go to my friends. They were all playing. They were waiting for me. I have to go for playing. So please eat." Lord is still not eating. Again and again, he is like insisting. So here there is two choices. He could have left that plate, went for playing, or he could have sold that plate and come out. But being cultured, he stayed there. He waited there that Lord will accept. He didn't know how he will accept. So he was waiting. And like I am eating, Lord will also eat. But Lord is not responding at all. So he started to cry. After hearing the cry of Raghunandan, Lord said he is sacrificing his own pleasure playing with other friends, and he is trying to please me, insisting me. So Lord came and he ate all the laddus, and he gave the empty plate to her mother and went for playing. Mother got surprised. Is that Gopinath? Lord Gopinath took, or he only took? It was confusing. So, in the evening when Mukunda came, then his wife, he told all those things about what happened, how he came with plate full of laddus and came out empty, and he is telling that Lord ate everything. So they got served. Raghunandan never did like this. So let's see. Give him one more plate of laddus. Let's see what he is doing. So again he went for testing. The Mukunda was hiding behind the screen. Raghunandan went and he was asking, "Are yesterday to aapne to kali aaj subah to khaya tha, abhi bhi kha lo." And he is not taking. Again he saw, and Raghunandan also, Mukunda also saw, that Lord took half of the laddu and kept back half. By seeing that, he got convinced. Also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that here your child is like your father. You are like his child. So out of those two choices, although he chose not knowingly, unknowingly, but it was a right choice. Then in another instances, which we all know, King Parikshit Maharaj, who cursed by Sringi, the Brahmana boy, and Prabhupada said, from that day, Brahmana caste or Brahminical culture, they got like, their power got decreased, or they fall down. In one sense, Prabhupada mentioned somewhere in his own word, I forgot that particular word. So, Sringi cursed him. It was not a severe mistake, but Sringi cursed him. Parikshit Maharaj had two choices, whether to counteract those curses, and second is that to accept those curses. But here, Parikshit Maharaj, out of those two curses, those were for his beneficial, but he chose the supreme beneficial, that is, to respect the Brahman son, the Brahmana's curse. At the same time, he also thought that this is like, nobody got this kind of chance. I know I am going to die in 7 days. So, I have that credit that I can remember Krishna. For that he asked many saints, many sages, and finally the Bhagavatam came out. So it was the right out of right choice of Parikshit Maharaj. In another instance, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is like the same Mukunda who was taking, I don't know, same Mukunda or something else. He was taking Gadadhar to a saint, to a very advanced devotee. But Gadadhar Pandit, who is a brahmachari, when he went to see, he was in ecstasy, he went to see that, who is that devotee, advanced devotee, great devotee. And when he entered Pundarik Vidyanidhi's place, he saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi in a different style. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was dressed with royal garments. He has two servants on both the sides. One is doing chamara, one is having the spitan, gold spitan. Whenever he will spit after taking the pan, he will take that spits on those spitans. And he saw many opulences there, palki for him. Wherever he used to visit with palanki, 4 persons carrying him. By seeing that, he got, like mentally, he committed offense. Is it a devotee? Is it a person or sense gratifier? He was like thinking in his mind. But here Mukunda, he got a surprise. Gadadhar could not understand. So Mukunda started reciting to show that who is he, who is this Pundarik Vidyanidhi, what is his real position, what is his real status. Mukunda recited one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, and by hearing that verse, he went in ecstasy. Pundarik went in ecstasy and he was rolling on the ground like anything. After seeing all those ecstasies, then Gadadhar came to understand, I committed a big offense. So what should I do? What should I do? He was just thinking, what should I do? So there are 2 choices. He could have asked for forgiveness. But here, that was not his mistake. Generally, we know that sense gratifier, they use these kind of things. They look like this. That was his sense perception. Whatever he saw, not knowingly, unknowingly, he did the mistake. But He could have asked for forgiveness, but no. He decided or he chose something else. Not only forgiveness, I should take initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So he asked, beg initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So here the choices are different, but choices are made the optimum standard. So there are many other things, like many other examples are there in Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I would like to tell one story in 5 minutes. It's time of now. In 2005, we were in Punjab on December, and second December, we were there. First December, in a doctor's place, one doctor, he assisted us, and the marathon was coordinated by our Subramanian Prabhu, now Kalanidhi Prabhu. He coordinated all those throughout the month marathon. So there, one doctor, we were staying in a doctor's place, and the doctor gave us rooms and also one qualis to transport our books to go to different places. Also he gave one driver with that to drive that car, that qualis. So in 2 days, the first driver, the Punjabi guy, very young one, he was frustrated. These sadhus, what they are doing, I have to be there throughout the day. Then the doctor gave, no, you take another driver of mine. He gave another one, and that was surprising for us. The driver used to come at 6 o'clock sharp, used to go with us. Throughout the day, till 6 or 7 p.m., he never eats, never drinks anything we offer to him. I was surprised. Why is not taking anything? Our bus party leader, His Grace Rup Raghunath Prabhu, he told, we'll carry his prasad, his dinner, his lunch with us. If he desires, he can take. Every day we used to carry his lunch prasad. Whether he will take or not, that is his decision. That is his choice. But from our side, we'll carry the lunch box. So we used to carry. I was trying to talk to him. But he was like, abhi jana ka hai kya? To bolo. Humko baat nahi karna hai. Kuch seva hai to bolo. Kitna adiyal hai, kitna dhit hai. So, I thought that I think I should give some books. But I was searching any conversation where I can push the book to him. Prabhupada will talk to him. So once I thought, let me praise this person. I started praising this person. You are a very nice person. You are more austere than us. We are taking 3 times prasad and you are not taking at all. You are more than a sadhu. Then he got pleased. Then he started talking to me. He started telling some problems of his. I thought this is like waste chance. Prabhupada will talk to him. I gave him Hare Krishna challenge. You take this, you read this. And he used to, when he just drop us, after that he used to sit and read that book. I saw his reading, and on 7th he was reading and talking to me. I always pushes, you go and talk to our Prabhuji, our leader, His Grace Rup Raghunath Prabhu. Whatever problem you have, he has all solutions. I always used to say push, but he was like little bit, should I ask or not, like hesitant. So on 7th December, that is His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj's birthday, as per date. So our leader, group leader, his guest Rupa Raghunath Prabhu, he told us, we'll do something, we'll try to do something more, try to distribute more books. So it will be our offering, since we are in different place and devotees are there in temple. So it will be an offering to our Guru Maharaj on his Vyas Puja day. Okay. So we went. So different places, different devotees placed, everyone, single devotee in every place. So I was in a place, you know, previously there were Lacoste t-shirts were there, with crocodile mark. Oh, that kind of t-shirts were made in that factory. So I put up a stall, and that was the last stall, mine was the last stall, so driver was with me. I put up the stall. I was waiting to catch who is going to take those books, these books. So whoever is coming, I used to call him, come here, I have Bhagavad Gita. Do you know what is Bhagavad Gita? I used to explain what Bhagavad Gita is. And after some time, I saw one 6 feet high person, tall guy, used to come. Hey, chalo, kaam pe chalo. In a rough language. What happening? I'm trying to show them, at least they should see this, and then they will go to their work. After some time, when another batch came, he also came. From within, I got angry. This person, what to do? I was thinking of chastising in some way, but by seeing his figure, his height, I just calm. This big one, he could like beat me. So I was calm, but inside I was like little angry. So after some time I could understand. Let me show him also this Bhagavad Gita. I should show. You can also say, aap bhi dekhiye Bhagavad Gita. And I could understand, when I tell him this, he used to run away. That was my mantra. When he will come, I will show him Bhagavad Gita and he will run away and reach the other guys. So after some time he came and he stand. I used to show every time. Arre chale ja idhar se yaar. I used to show. Aap bhi dekhiye sir, Bhagavad Gita hai. So he was standing there. He was not now, after some time he is not telling anything. He is not chastising his workers. So again and again I was showing. So he told me, do you know where it is spoken? I was from that place only. Oh, then I remembered the Bombay style. Oh, paya lago. Arey, aap to dham basi hain. You are from dham. Oh, very fortunate. I declared anonymously, all whoever were there in front, this person, this your sir is from that place, Kurukshetra. From the holy place, the holy land of Kurukshetra, is a very nice, is a very pious person. I don't know whether he was a pious person or not. I declared like that, so it was like pleasing to his heart. Whenever he used to take a round, come there, I used to please him, I used to glorify him. Then I could understand this person is having some, he can do something, because whoever was seeing the book, no one is taking. Everyone is seeing that and no one is taking. I got like, aaj to kuch karna tha, aaj itna koshish fight maar raha hun, lekin ek bhi set nahi gaya abhi tak. I was sitting calm. What to do? I was trying. Then His Grace Rupa Raghunath Prabhu, he came. I told him, this person seems to be a very vital, very important person in this factory. I wanted to tap him, but the thing is that is like little different. Up till now is far away from my hand. So is from Kurukshetra, I told him. And Prabhuji told me, I'm in emergency, I have to go to washroom. He went for washroom. And by that time he again came. Kuch hua kya kitab? Sir, kuch bhi nahi hua. Haan, hamare bade jo Prabhuji hai na, wo aaye hain. I told that you are from the holy land of Kurukshetra, Dhambasi hai. And he is so eager to meet you. I told you, like glorify, bada chada diya usko. After some time, Rup Ranganath Prabhu also came from washroom. And I told, Prabhuji, you told me, na? I want to meet that devotee, that guy. He is from Kurukshetra and he is that person. Like, both, dono mile. Milne ke baad, phir aisa effect aya. Apka kuch hua nahi abhi tak? Nahi, kuch nahi hua. Kuch karte hain. By that time, Rup Ranganath Prabhu went away. I have to go up to my stall. His stall is like from here to Bharatiya Vidyavan. This much distance. So he went. He called one guy. Jao sab contractor ko bula ke lao. Because all where the group were, like there were many contractors, they were under the contractors. They cannot purchase directly. Because as per our way, like we used to give in free, not in free, by writing their names, and we collect the Lakshmi in the month end. So their authorities are like contractors, so many contractors, 40, 50 contractors were there. Whoever came that day, like 10, 15 contractors came, he asked, Tere paas, tera kitna ladka hai? सर 30 लड़के हैं, इसको 20 सेट दे दो. दे दो मीन्स दे दो. एंड आई हैड ओनली 10 सेट्स ऑन टॉप एंड अराउंड टोटल 30 सेट्स. सो आई गेव 10 सेट्स एंड द ड्राइवर वॉज वॉचिंग द ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन हैपन ड्यूरिंग ऑन दैट डे. ही वॉज वॉचिंग एंड ही गॉट एन अपॉर्चुनिटी बिकॉज आई कैन नॉट राइट डाउन एवरी वन सेट एंड एट द सेम टाइम मेक द सेट्स. So he made the sets. Prabhuji, aap naam likhte raho, hum dete hain, aap set bana. Bola, nahi, aap bana payenge kya? Nahi, bana ke dete hain naam, chinta mat karo, aap dete raho. So maine dete raha, ek ek karke dete raha, ek, do, char, koi 15 aadmi hai, isko 10 set de do. Kitna aadmi tumhare hai? 40 hai. Isko 15 set de do, aise hi. Jo muh mein aaya, aise bata diya. Chalo, achha hai, achha kaam kiya. And the driver, he saw that set is getting over. So he went without taking the vehicle, he went by walking pura, like he went and on top of his head he carried all those boxes, around 6-7 boxes he carried. Vehicle is there, he is not taking the vehicle, he is in so much in ecstasy. That was the transformation day. And he was taking and he was making the sets. I was only checking that. No hai ki 10 to nahi hai. Aisa nahi ki gusse mein aur ek dal diya, hamara loss kar dega. तो नौ तो है ना, ले लीजिए. आई हैज टू गिव देम बाय काउंटिंग. ही वॉज लाइक हेल्प ए लॉट एंड इट वॉज 133 सेट्स. एंड द वन पर्सन हु इंस्पायर्ड एवरी वन, ही वॉज नॉट टेकिंग. तो आई सेड सबको दिया, एक तो बाकी रह गया, उसको तो पहले देना चाहिए था. तो सर एक काम कीजिए, जैसे मेरा इच्छा हो रहा है आपको फ्री में देने के लिए, लेकिन ये मंदिर का है ना, मेरा नहीं ना, हम कोई नौकरी नहीं करते हैं ना, मंदिर में सेवा करते हैं. सो आई कैन नॉट गिव इन फ्री. सो यू प्लीज टेक. आई टोल्ड हिम यू प्लीज टेक. इट वॉज हैवी फॉर हिम. अरे वो फ्री में देना चाहता है, उसके पास नौकरी नहीं है, कुछ नहीं है, फ्री में देना चाहता है, और मैं ये नौकरी कर रहा हूं, मैं नहीं ले सकता हूं क्या? ही टूक द सेट. इट वॉज 134 सेट्स दैट डे. एंड the driver got completely changed. That day the lunch pack we used to carry every day, he took the lunch pack, finished that also, ate our lunch pack. Bola yaar pura sadhu to chala gaya, hamara bhi kha liya, chalega. And from that day till end of marathon he was like completely submissive, completely submissive. Jo bolo wo karne ke liye taiyar hai. Idhar this side 40 kilometer जाएंगे प्रभु जी छोड़ के, हाँ तुरंत आना है, तुरंत इमीडिएटली ही यूज टू कम बैक. दिस साइड 30 किलोमीटर गो, इधर 40 किलोमीटर, इधर 30 किलोमीटर, उधर 20 किलोमीटर, इधर 15 किलोमीटर. डिवोटीज वर लाइक दिस एंड द मैराथन वॉज वेरी सक्सेसफुल एंड द डिवोटी गॉट ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड. देन रूप रघुनाथ प्रभु टीच यू शुड चैंट. ही गेव वन बीड, यू शुड चैंट. He started chanting 2 rounds, 3 rounds, 4 rounds. By that time, we came to Mumbai, the last meeting with that guy, with that driver. he chanted at least, he reached till 8 rounds. And at the end, Rupanath Prabhu told me, you give him from your own hand, you give him one set. Set nahi, sab all extra books bhi kabhi kabhi rehta na, sab mila ke ek bada set karke de do usko. And he was so happy to receive this. So it's already over time. Thank you very much. Is there any comment or correction? Please forgive me if I told something beyond my realization, some mistakes. Any comments? Hare Krishna, Ganatra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.